Questions.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and it's good to be with you here today. And we'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our telephone lines are open. You can call toll-free 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Good to be with you today. We were preempted last week by a ball game, and I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And we're looking forward, I guess, to Christmas coming up next. And as it stands right now, unless there's a ball game that preempts us or something else comes up, we should be live here on the day after Christmas. But let's go ahead and get our program open with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to come together today. We just thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the air. Pray that we could be a blessing and encouragement to somebody today. Help us to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about. And we just give you the honor and the glory in all things. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's a great afternoon here, even though it's kind of a gray, sort of drizzly day out there. But this is a day the Lord's made, and the Bible says we ought to be glad and rejoice in it because it's another opportunity to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and to be a witness and testimony for him. And before I get going here and forget about it, I want to mention that we have coming up on Wednesday, December 24th, that'd be Christmas Eve. If you don't have anything that you're doing on Christmas Eve, I'd like to invite you to join us for our Christmas Eve candlelight service at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And the information about the church will be given a little bit later on, but you can find out more about us. Just go to our website for the radio program, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about us and the church information. But we're located in the Holiday Inn Express in Richfield, Ohio, 5171 Brecksville Road, right where Interstate 80, that's the Ohio Turnpike, and Interstate 77 cross. And we'll be there at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, December 24th. And we're just going to share some blessings of the year, and we'll be going through the story of the birth of Christ according to the Scriptures. And we will be also sharing some Christmas cookies and refreshments afterwards. And I also point out that you can find the booklet that we use that I put together some years ago, The Birth of Christ According to the Scriptures. You can find that also at our website, livewithpastoral.com. You can actually get a copy of that for free, at least an electronic copy of that. Check out our website, livewithpastoral.com. Well, we're going to get into our program here. And again, if you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I want to mention something that I heard about here earlier. And this is a poll that's out talking about the Americans' views. And in regards to religion, it's also talking about creation. That's what it's primarily dealing with. But it had some interesting look at how people viewed the Word of God. And the idea here is whether people agree with the statement or not. And I found it kind of interesting that, and actually encouraging, that 51% of the American public, according to this poll, agrees with the statement the Bible is the actual or inspired Word of God without errors. And I wish the poll would have been 91% or 100% on that, but still, with the onslaught of the secular society around us, it is really pretty heartening that 51% of the American public indicates that they believe that the Bible is the actual or inspired Word of God without errors. Now, if we could just get 51% of the American public to live according to the book that they believe is the actual inspired Word of God without errors. Well, we can talk about that, and there's some other things I got to bring up as well, but we do have Michael calling in this afternoon. And Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pastor Al.
Hi, good to have you with us.
Thanks. I've listened to you before. I believe Bruce Musselman sometimes comes. Now, I was on the phone. Are you from North Coast Baptist, or that's Mr. Lutz's show?
That's Pastor Lutz. He's on before us. He's the pastor of North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. I'm the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
That's right. Okay, the program must have switched while I was listening. I go
right
to Bible Baptist Temple over there in Euclid.
Oh, okay, yeah. Pastor Risnacko. In fact, for our listeners, Pastor Risnacko is going to be on after me at 2 o'clock.
Correct, yes. I've been attending there for years. And my question was, well, I was working, and, I pulled over to talk, listen. But prior to listening to the shows, I was talking to a friend of mine, friend of mine's ex-wife, I like talking about the Word of God. She even finally claimed at the end of our conversation that she wasn't saved, which, I knew. And, and she's saying, the big TV evangelist, she likes, I don't know if I can say, everybody has heard of him.
Oh, go ahead.
Joel Osteen.
Right.
She likes him. And I referred to Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, and she's kept going with, well, I feel this, and I believe that, and I don't want to get in, you can't get into arguments with people.
Mm-hmm.
That can easily happen, and I even, I have Hebrews 4:12 memorized, and I said, I try to say this book is a supernatural book. It is alive. It's what it says. And we went on and on. She kept going. I used it, and I said, do you read? Have you read it? She's like, no. And it like drained me a little bit. I mean, I stayed kind. And at the end of our conversation, it was nice. She had to go. She says, I love you, Mike. I said, I love you too. As friends.
Right.
And but sometimes, because I know the scriptures say endure hardness, it wasn't convenient for the Lord to leave heaven and come down and put himself on a tree for us. That wasn't convenient. So I told her, I go, walking the Christian walk, I go, whatever we've all said, I took her through the Romans road. And, the scriptures, though, I think it's in 2 Timothy, where God, he blinds the hearts of women. Are you familiar with that?
I know what the passage is, and let me just catch up our listeners where we're at, because you were mentioning about Joel Osteen, and you had mentioned in Matthew chapter 7, where it says in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I was going to mention before that, I just heard somebody on the radio on a different station, on a secular talk station in Akron, talking, and he was saying, well, I don't go to Sunday school. I haven't been there since I was a kid, but I think, isn't there something in the Sermon on the Mount about not judging? And everybody, thinks of that, judge not lest you be judged. They completely are ignorant or forget that Jesus also said, judge with righteous judgment. And in Matthew 7:20 says, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. And let me just catch up here with Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen's a tremendous inspirational speaker. He's not a tremendous gospel preacher, because he does not preach the gospel. And in fact, he has even himself said that he does not talk about sin. He feels his job is to encourage people and make people feel good. And that's what he does very effectively. And what you were saying about her, remember you said, well, she was saying, I feel this or I feel that.
Right.
She was judging everything by how it made her feel. And
right.
And see, you as a saved individual were pointing her to the Word of God, that regardless of how somebody feels, it's what the Bible has to say. And like I said there in Matthew 7:20, by their fruits ye shall know them. And Joel Osteen is not reaching people with the gospel. He's making people feel good. And and if your friend is unsaved, you know, the Bible says the unsaved people cannot understand that. But we were going to go over to 1 Timothy there, and I got talking and stopped turning my pages. I was
all
turning
right,
over there myself.
Along. I have my Bible out too.
Yeah, let me get turned over here to 1 Timothy, and I believe that what you're talking about is in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And is this where it says in verse 14, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression? Is that what you're looking at?
No, it's more, I think it was, I know it's in Timothy, maybe chapter 2, or 2 Timothy, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Where it's talking in the last days, I believe. And
oh, okay. That's right, I think I know what you're talking about. 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it says, it's talking, and let me jump in verse number 1, where it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers, of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Okay, so there's a warning about these type of people, and then the next verse, verse 6 says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth."
Oh. Right, and see, yeah, the end of 6 and 7, is that meaning people, you know, they will never come to know the knowledge of the truth because of the things that they're doing, you know, verses 2 through 6?
Well, these people that are warned about, and we live in those days, I mean, this sort of thing comes over the television, it comes over the radio, it can come as a knock at the door, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons or whatever, knocking at the door. Different groups bringing this, and the key in verse 5, having a form of godliness. And see, you brought up Joel Osteen in the beginning. He has a form of godliness. I mean, he's recognized by the majority of Americans as a godly man, as a Christian minister, except by his own testimony, he doesn't preach the gospel. And so he has a form of godliness, and others like him have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And again, just using Osteen as an example, not necessarily just to single him out, but he is well known, and by his testimony, he does not preach about sin. He
right.
doesn't warn people that they're sinners. So you cannot preach the gospel without warning about sin. So he's denying the power of the gospel. Remember, Paul wrote to the Corinthians that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And I heard an old preacher one time say that the gospel's like the battery in a car. You have to have positive and negative terminal or you won't get a charge. And and there's truth to that. There's no power in the gospel without the positive and the negative. The negative is all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death. The positive is that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross when he died to pay for our sins, and that he rose victorious over sin and death, and that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a very positive message. But it's only positive when you have the negative side of it, that without Christ, the Bible says we're condemned already in John 3:18. So
I also, along the lines of naming names, that mm-hmm. From the, I know another young lady goes to the Assemblies of God, and I did some research on Jesus's Savior with David Stewart. But anyways, you know, this is where the Benny Hinn come from, and I know so. Mm-hmm. Back before I knew before I go to a fundamental independent Baptist church now, not that that saves you, you know, I know the
right.
Lord saves me, but they preach out of the Word of God. That's the closest I've been. And, you know, when I used to go to a non-denominational church back in the 90s, as mm-hmm. I was growing spiritually, you know, there was a lot of followers of the Promise Keepers and the Benny M, you know, these older men. But I was being deceived. I thought what they were doing was right. until, you know, as I grew and matured spiritually over the years, you know, I'm learning things, and, you know, this, you know, to
right,
that would also go along with Matthew chapter 7 verses in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well let me bring up a passage here in Acts chapter 17, and this is what I encourage everybody to do. And I actually heard a pastor preach contrary to this one time, and I mentioned it. He's with the Lord now; he knows better. And he was preaching on leadership in the church, and he said the best form of leadership was when people follow you because you're the pastor, and that's dangerous. You know, Paul said to follow him as he followed Christ. I think that's the best form of leadership. And look at what Paul said in Acts 17, and we'll start in verse number 10. It says, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews." And it says this in verse 11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed." And that's a tremendous statement there. They believed not simply because Paul came and said, "I'm the great apostle Paul, hear me." And that's tantamount to this pastor some people listening know of Dr. Jack Hiles. He's with the Lord now. And he said, I was in a seminar in Michigan, and he said that the form of leadership where you follow the pastor as he follows Christ is not the best form. He said that the best form of leadership is when people follow you because you're the pastor. And see, it doesn't matter who it is. If I say something, if somebody else on the radio or the television says something, if it's not according to the Word of God, people make mistakes. And I'm sure that Dr. Hiles meant well, but he made a mistake. And a lot of people followed that blindly and teach that, even in independent Baptist churches, that you follow the pastor because he's the pastor. And I teach in our church, and I teach here on the radio, follow your pastor as he follows Christ. Search the scriptures daily whether those things are so. And when somebody gives you some doctrine, gives you some information, and claims that it's biblical, check it out. The best thing that you can have in the church, in a church service, other than, you know, the presence of the Holy Spirit, obviously, is the Word of God. And, you know, we're speaking largely to English-speaking people with this radio program. You should have a King James Version of the Bible. That's the Word of God preserved in the English language. And that should be open, sitting on your lap. It should be there in front of you. And follow the pastor. I do this myself. I'll as the saying goes, I'll get my tongue wrapped around my eye teeth and I don't see what I'm saying. And I'll, you know, say something erroneously. And I have people in my church who'll go, "No, that's not right." if I misspeak, they'll correct me. And we've had some people come into our church, and we've had some people, you know, say something during the middle of the sermon. They get kind of startled. It doesn't mind, or it doesn't bother me. I don't mind it because it keeps me in line with the Word of God. If I could get on here and say anything I want to, and there's a certain number of people who may just believe it just because I'm on the radio, and that ought not to be so. It ought to be because it's according to the Word of God. People should search the scriptures. And so we get back to Benny Hinn, and we get back to, you know, false teachings on leadership in the church and things like that. Everything needs to be measured by the Word of God. And if a church does not line up with the Word of God, it's failing in its ministry. If a pastor does not preach in line with the Word of God, he's failing in his ministry. And as individual Christians, if our work and if our conduct, if our talk is not in line with the Word of God, we're failing in our individual ministries. Everything has to come back to the foundational authority of the Word of God. And, you know, let me ask you a question. You, being in an independent Baptist church, a fundamental Baptist church, you're probably familiar with fundamentals, right? The fundamentals of Christianity, the fact that God exists, that Jesus is the Son of God, and the things of that nature. But I've asked people, what do you think the most fundamental truth is for Christians, if you think about it? And I've mentioned this. It's been a little while, I think, since I mentioned it. And I've challenged people with this before. The fundamental thing that we have, I believe, as Christians, is that the Bible is the Word of God. And
Amen.
Here's the reason that's the most fundamental thing. And that's why I like Acts 17, verse 11, because it says, they search the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Because everything I know about God comes not from somebody I heard on the radio, but from the Word of God. Everything I know about heaven comes not from something I heard at church, but from the Word of God. Everything that I know about salvation comes not from something I saw on TV, but from the Word of God. You see what I'm saying here?
Sure. And I even have that underlined.
Exactly.
Search the Scriptures daily. And then in Revelations 21, verse 5, at the very end of that verse,
right.
These words are true and faithful.
Mm-hmm. You exactly. Know? That is so, so important. And if people stick with the Word of God, I'll go into the nursing home on Sunday afternoon, a local nursing home, and I'll have somebody say, how do you know all that stuff? And I say, well, I have good material. It's the Word of God. It's right there. I just read it. And I actually believe it. I had that poll earlier that said 51% of the American people indicate they believe the Bible is the actual or inspired Word of God without error. And the unfortunate thing is people will say they believe that, but they don't live like that. And that's what we need in our churches. We need churches. We need pastors. And we need church members. We need Sunday school teachers, deacons. We need Christians who believe the Bible is the Word of God and who search the Scriptures. Notice they said daily. And we challenge what people tell us. And we don't just accept it because, well, that's what the pastor said. That's what the church said. That's what the guy on the radio said. We accept it because it's the Word of God. Hey, Michael, I got another caller calling in. I just got a couple of minutes left.
But, well, thank you very much.
Hey, I want to thank you for that. That got us off to a good start there. I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. And you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We've got Nancy up next. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. I just would like your advice from a biblical perspective.
Right.
If you know someone that made a profession of faith a few years ago and did appear to be saved at that time, but doesn't show any fruits of the Spirit in the last few years, and you have a chance to reconnect with them, I don't want to say, in case you're not saved, and then start witnessing to them, what is the best way to confront this issue? I would appreciate that.
All right, and like I said, we just got a couple of minutes here, and let's see if I can catch something real quick on this. One of the things there is you want to be sure about somebody's salvation. And one of the things I appreciate when I was in college, I was in a secular college, Colorado State University, and I was saved, but I wasn't living for the Lord. And there was a friend of mine that I had at college there, and one day she said she wanted to talk to me about something. And what she did is she came over and started witnessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to know if I was saved or not. And she had a concern for my soul, and even though I knew I was saved, I just wasn't living for the Lord. I wasn't bearing any fruit, really, for the Lord at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, she talked with me, and she was satisfied that I was saved.
Oh,
and then she tried to encourage me to live for the Lord. Then fast forward a little bit later on, several years later when I was in the Air Force, I had a friend of mine who's responsible for me being in the ministry today. I still was kind of living not for the Lord. I was kind of in the world, and he started witnessing to me because he didn't think I was saved at first.
Oh.
And he invited me to church and shared the gospel with me. Then talking with me, he found out I was saved. And he got me into church, and the whole church had been praying for me, and I found out he was praying for me. And that's where, was sort of a turning point in my life as a believer that I was able to get victory over some things in my life, serve God. God called me into the ministry, got me out of the Air Force, and now here I am today. And it's because somebody was concerned about my salvation, even though I was saved. So, don't always take their word for it. Check it out and make sure. and pray about it. Well, hey, we're out of time. I want to thank you for the call. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The preceding